was in your seat for many years, choosing purity as well. At 15 years old, I got saved. And I came from a background where there's things that happened to me as a young girl that nobody should ever experience. And when I walked in the doors of Victory Outreach, God began to become my everything that I was searching for. And I know that there's people here this morning. You're searching, you're looking. And God's saying, I'm right here, right in front of you. And He's going to meet your every need today. Can I get a big amen? Well, I'm excited to be here with the Rio Grande region, right? Woo, come on now. I know we got the fire over here. And I want to thank God for my salvation. I want to thank God for everything that He's done in my life through my ups, my downs, my weaknesses. He's been faithful. I want to thank God for Pastor Dan and Sister Barbara, for your love. Oh, man, for everything that your experience speaks to us, our generation, to keep going, and we could do it. And even all the pastors' wives, the leaders that are represented here, that you are fighting for this generation. You're fighting for your church. You love your church. I want to thank God for you too. And thank you for bringing me out to be able to be a voice this morning. Amen. You may take your seats. I want to thank God for our ministry. You know, I thank the Lord for saving my life and bringing me to Victory Outreach. Because this is where I found my place, where my belonging. God showed me how precious I was. God showed me how I'm so loved. And just like I was saying earlier, when I was 15 years old and I came into the doors of Victory Outreach, God revealed how real He was within my life. Before that, my parents never took me to church. I didn't even know about God. I didn't know I was supposed to pray. I didn't even know that you read your word and you get life from it. I didn't know any of that. But when I was 15 years old, God wooed me into church, and He saved my life. When I was a young girl, I experienced things that no young girl should ever face. And you know what happened to me is my love was tainted. I couldn't understand how to love. I couldn't understand how to trust because of the very things that I went through as a young girl. But I thank God, no matter what you've gone through in your past, the things that you may have faced in your past, God will interrupt your life. There is hope in Christ. He has a plan for your life. And I want to bring that to you this morning, that no matter what you faced in life, that God will come and interrupt it. He'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. He'll give you a brand new life in Him if you believe. Can I get a big amen? You know, when I speak, I always like to hear the crowd say amen. Because then I know you're like, you know what, Sister Janine, I gotcha. I get it. I understand. I hear you. I believe that. So this morning, together as a region, we're going to believe the word of God together. Amen. Well, let's turn to Psalms 45. And I want to thank God for Michelle. Thank you so much, Michelle, for inviting me out. You have a great Gang Girl Regional. She is so fun. She is so loving. There's never a dull moment when you're around Michelle. You know, if you're feeling down in any way, she will uplift you with all her cool pranks and jokes. And I thank God for you so much. Even our Sister Georgina, Sister Doreen, our Gang Girl Committee, man, where would I be without them today? Even my pastors, Pastor Sunny and Sister Kim. Our founders as well. There's so many people that you have to thank because, man, they just pump so much faith inside of you to be where you are today. Well, the title of my message is, I Am the Daughter of the King. And this morning, I come with God's authority. And I want to share with you that you are a daughter of the King. He has called you. He has separated you. He loves you so much. And I pray this morning that you're pumped with that faith, that you are a precious daughter of the King. And I know we just sang this worship song right now, but all He's asking for is your whole heart, all of your mind, all of your strength, your will to be released to Him because you're the daughter of the King. And in Psalms 45, From 10 to 17, I'm going to go ahead and read. It says, listen to me, O royal daughter. Take to heart what I say. Forget your people and your family far away. For your royal husband delights in your beauty. Honor him, for he is your Lord. A bride, a princess, looks glorious in her golden gown. In her beautiful robe, she is led to her king. What a joyous and enthusiastic procession as they enter the king's palace. Verse 17, I'll make you famous for generations. You will be the talk of the town for a long, long time. If we bow our heads in this place. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in this region and every church represented. I thank you for these gang girls, Lord, that are choosing purity before you, God. You see them. You know their hearts. You see their struggles, God. And I ask this morning, God, that you would begin to be stronger within inside of them as they choose purity to honor you. I thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand this morning. What a beautiful day today is. But you know, I was thinking back, we've all experienced being a part of a family, right? We've all experienced being a daughter. We have grandparents. We have parents that watch over us. God ordained family. He called us to be a loving, healthy family so that we could be developed to know him. Now, I got saved at 15. My family didn't teach me the things of God. But God still interrupted my life. And he brought me to a church family where I was able to learn how to be a daughter, where I was able to learn that I had dignity, I had purpose, that I was loved, that I was able to go back to my family to share with my family all the things that God has been doing within my life. And then they begin to start trusting in the Lord as well. So we know what it is to be a part of a family. We know what it is that when we make mistakes, that our parents at times, they show us tough love. They show us love and there's understanding. And sometimes when we make mistakes, they're always there to love us through, even though we have to learn hard lessons. But yet we are part of a family. And you know, when you got saved, God adopted you as his very own, as his special daughter. And see, God, Jesus, he's our king. He's the one that has seen us. He's the one that has rescued us. And he's the one that woos us to him because he wants all of our attention. Can I get an amen? And you know, this king, the minute his princess is born, he immediately has a plan to beautify her life from the inside out. And see, gang girls, women, this morning, right now, he's called you here today as a king, and you're his daughter, and he wants to beautify you from the inside out. It doesn't matter how you look on the outside. It doesn't matter how you feel. But he comes in to beautify you, beautify your heart, beautify your mind. Sometimes we could think so low of ourselves. Sometimes we could have low self-esteem. We think so negative. But he comes in and he beautifies and he begins to encourage how mighty you are in him, how beautiful you are, how he wants your thoughts to be like his thoughts, that he's able to do anything within our lives. And he beautifies us. You know, I had to be beautified. I came in complex. I came in hurt. I came in struggling with the things that I faced when I was young. And he had to beautify my mind. He had to beautify my heart. He had to beautify my will once again. I was a young girl that was damaged. I was a young girl that lost focus in life because of what took place. And I want to let you know this morning that your king is interested in you. Your king, he's here to beautify every part of you so that outwardly you could know that you're beautiful in the things of God. Can I get a big amen? You know, the king, what he does, and this is where I pray that you understand this morning, is that he shows his protection over your life. And I know we have fathers represented here today. I see and I honor the dads that are here today. Because he's chosen you to protect your daughters as well. the biggest supporters of your daughter's lives. And there's nobody that's greater. God ordained the fathers to protect their daughters. And I love that you're here, and I give you so much honor. And the king, what he does is he shows protection. He shows her the way of life. He shows her to live the way that he has lived. He watches as she learns. You know that your king watches as you learn? Even when you make mistakes, even when there's trial and error, even through all the experiences that we face, whether we're in junior high, high school, we're in young adult age, he begins to watch how we learn. And he's there to pick you up when you fall. And he's there to begin to lift up your face when you feel down. So he watches over you. He begins to cleanse us. He begins to guide us. He begins to teach and encourage us and reminds us of his promises, his lessons, and that we're able to do anything in Christ. And I pray this morning that you believe that. I pray that as a daughter, that you leave here today knowing what the king has done in your life and what he wants to continue to do. See, the king has a big role in his princess's life. He wants his princess to know that he is with her. Do you know that the Lord is with you? When you're at school, when you're on your phone, when you're on your internet, when you're at home, do you know that the Lord is with you? No matter what mistake you make, he is with you. No matter how hard you try and you're doing your best, he is with you to cheer you on, to continue to give your life fully to Christ. He wants his princess to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Even in your darkest moments, even in the secret sin, he will never leave you. He will watch over you. He'll give you the strength to overcome weaknesses that you may face because he's a loving God. He cares for his daughter. He cares for his children. And nothing will separate you from the love of God. So he'll never leave you. He knows what's best. Young gang girl, I was 15, just like you, in my church, wondering, who's my man of God? Oh my gosh, this one's cute. Oh my God, that one, he speaks so awesome. Wow, he hits the streets good. I was just like you, wondering, who is my man of God? But you have to wait, young gang girl. He knows what's best. If you're 15, I don't feel that the Lord would bring someone at 15 to get your eyes off of the plan if you don't even know the plan yet. So let the Lord reveal the plan to you, what he has for you. Let him teach you how to be secure in who you are so that one day when he brings that special someone, you're able to give a pure heart to that person. He knows what's best, gang girl. He knows the right time. I always tell the gang girls in my church, and this is something I've learned, because, you know, you're gonna have little crushes when you're young. I mean, we're human. I can't stand up here and say, oh, when you're focused on the Lord, nothing happens. But you're going to have your crushes. And I always told myself, and I always told the gang girls, time will tell. Look at him. Study him. Is he close to God? Is he close to the pastors? Does he like to listen? Because if he doesn't like to listen to anybody, what makes you think he's going to listen to you? So I had to study, and some I had crushes on, and I go, oh, yeah, he's cute. But he wasn't faithful. He didn't have my pastor's heart. He wasn't committed to God. When the first trial came, he was all bent out of shape. He never came. And I was like, oh, no. I need a strong man of God. I need somebody that's going to be committed. So young gang girl, time will tell. Don't give your heart or pieces of your heart to every person that you think is cute. Keep that a secret between your leader and the Lord. And in time, you'll be able to tell. And, you know, I have daughters. My oldest daughter is 17. I have a 13-year-old, 16-year-old, 7-year-old, 26-year-old. I have so many kids. And they're going through the same thing that I had to go through. So everything that I've learned, I've had to teach them. And so I always tell my 17-year-old, time will tell. You gotta study the boys, study them, but don't give your heart. It belongs to the Lord. You choose purity. That heart doesn't go into the day of marriage. And you just, God knows best. The king has our lives planned out. See, the king wants us to be secure with him as he develops us into that beautiful woman of God. And sometimes we could be insecure, and I'm not saying that we look down at ourselves, but the insecurity could be that we always need somebody pumping encouragement, like a guy always encouraging us, always telling us that we're beautiful. But see, God wants to be the first person first to be the one that tells you that you're beautiful and that you're loved and that you're favored. Before any man could tell you that, he wants you to want that from him. Amen? See, his princess is his pride and joy. Every day, the Lord says, what is my daughter doing? How is she making decisions? What could she do better? How can I tell her how beautiful she is? See, every day, he's interested in you. Tell your neighbor, the king is interested in me. He's interested in you. So when you go through those tempting times, I want you to remind yourself that the king is interested in you. He wants all of you, your mind and your heart this morning. See, the king only has his best for his princess. A king always prepares his princesses for royalty. So every discipleship, every prayer meeting, every gang service, every service, your king is preparing you for royalty. You're here at Choose Purity this morning, but he's preparing you for royalty. This beautiful ceremony is for you. He called you into the palace to let you know that you're precious. You're a treasure to your king. See, what he does with this princess is he makes sure she's covered from any harm. See, when you're at school, when temptation comes your way, the Lord is quickened to come to your aid. And what he does is he keeps you from harm. He'll speak to you. Don't do that. Don't accept that. Don't accept that on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Messenger. If it's not good for you, he'll begin to speak to you. You feel it. The Holy Spirit will give you convictions, but it's us to decide what we want to follow. So this morning, we got to follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the royalty that he's trying to build with inside of us. He wants her to react, and he wants her to be taught the beautiful things that he's been teaching us from the inside out. So he teaches her to stay armed in beauty. And I wanted to give you this scripture because I think it's so, so appropriate for this generation. Because right now the enemy is not playing. There is crazy things that are going on. I'm from Las Vegas, and there's crazy things that are going on with our youth. And there's a pull of the enemy that's trying to pull our generation, that's trying to confuse our young girls, that they could do whatever they want and they don't have to obey the things of God. But this morning, we got to beautify and arm ourselves with the armor of God. Ephesians 6, 10 through 11, it says, be strong, gang girls, in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you could stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. And I expose him this morning because your king is here and he has the best for you. But he's going to try to bring darts. The enemy's going to try to bring darts to distract or to confuse this generation. But I come to declare to you this morning that your king has the best for you. So how do we beautify ourselves? You got to put the belt of truth on. You got to know the truth. Gang girls, get into your word. Let the word teach you how to be a woman, how to be a gang girl, how beautiful you are, how he has his best for you. If you don't know the truth, you will get lost. So get that truth, get that belt, buckle it around you. Some of us gang girls, we like to wear belts with our dresses. Well, get the truth and put that belt around you this morning. The second one is the breastplate of righteousness. You know, the breastplate, what it does, it covers the main arteries in our life. It covers our heart. And sometimes the enemy likes to hit our heart. He likes to deceive our heart. But this morning, protect your heart. Protect your mind. Protect anything that the enemy will try to hit. The next one is the shoes of peace. We're being equipped every single day to enter into our future. This morning, you're being equipped to choose purity, to stay pure before the Lord until He brings that special someone. Pure in your mind, pure in your heart, pure thoughts, pure talk. He wants purity to flow as we walk. The next one, the shield of faith. Protect your mind. It's a defense and an offense. Oh, shield your mind. As you read your word, as you empty yourself out in the presence of God, what you're doing is you're shielding yourself with faith that nothing that tries to discourage you will try to get in and conquer, because it can't conquer. When you have faith, it can't conquer. When temptation comes, it can't conquer, because you got the shield of faith. It may try to hit your shield, but it cannot penetrate inside. Can I get a big amen? The helmet of salvation. Oh, what this does is it covers our mind. When that person comes your way, that temptation comes your way, you're covered at all ends. All in the front, all in the mind, all in the heart. And what happens? Temptation can't come. You begin to know who you are in Christ. When you understand the beauty of this armor, you know who you are. You know who's with you. You know who goes before you. You know who gives all the plans for your life when you're armed. The next one is the sword of the Spirit. It's the word of God. It brings life. It directs us. It's a weapon. It's truth. It's the way we should live. Gang girls, I was 15 years old. I didn't know how to read my word, but I would read one Psalms a day, one Proverbs a day, until I understood how to read the word. I would get with my leaders. Help me to understand the stories. Help me to understand Jesus' life. Help me to understand who wrote Psalms, who wrote Proverbs, what's the purpose, so that I could understand who I am. And you're going to need to know who you are in Christ. Whatever age you are, 10, 11, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you understand who Christ is in your life, oh, how strong you will be. When the things come your way in life, oh, how you'll understand that He's with you. He'll never leave you. He'll guide you through anything when you know. And I believe when we are armed with beauty, the last armor is a crown. And see, this morning you are being crowned. You're choosing purity. And yes, we get a ring, but you're being crowned. You're His special royalty. You're His princess. So when you go to school and everybody sees you, you have to understand that you are crowned. People are going to see your crown. Don't let nobody take off your crown. You don't take off your crown and place it on the floor. That's your royalty. God gave it to you. That's what He wanted for you. And it's the crown that He has marked you with. Royalty, beautified, His very own treasure. Tell your neighbor, I'm His very own treasure. This will make us ready for the future. See, we are gang girls with the sword. We battle, and we have our crown because we're beautified. But you know, there's one major thing the King teaches His princess. And this is one thing I pray out of my whole message that you get out today. And this is why I came from Las Vegas to share with you. Is that as a princess, she needs to declare, who God is in her life. When she understands who God is in her life, she will trust who leads her. As gang girls, we're going to declare this morning. Tell your neighbor, we're going to declare this morning who we are in Christ today. You're going to proclaim it. You're going to announce it. You're going to state it. You're going to reveal it. You're going to voice it, and you're going to express it this morning. Because there's power in declaring who Christ is within our life. So when you walk in your hallways at your school, you got to walk around with your crown declaring who Christ is within your life. And I came from Las Vegas to tell you, when you choose purity, God will honor all that you do. And He will bless your life. He will bless your future. I always tell the gang girls in my church, you could have a fairy tale wedding. And you can. That is not make-believe. If you trust the Lord and you keep your feet fitted down the path that He has, He will give you all that you need. You will have the blessed, blessed marriage. Because He's with you. See, we're declaring today that we belong to the King. Do you belong to the King? Are you His princess? See, we're declaring today that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We don't want to defile the temple. We don't want to defile our minds or our hearts. We don't want to defile the temple. Take care of the temple of who you are. Because remember, He cleanses us every day. We declare that God knows our future. So we cling to Him till He brings that special someone our way. And I want to share with you a couple things to declare. And I'm going to go through them really fast. If you're writing notes, I pray you're writing notes so that when you wake up and during that temptation or that struggle, you got to declare during your struggle. You got to declare through that temptation. You got to declare it when that one person comes your way to distract you. You'll declare who God is in your life. But this is what we declare. I am a daughter of the King. Number two, I am God-fearing. Do you fear the Lord? Not the fear where you're scared, but that you reverence Him. That when you walk into a room and this one is asking for your Snapchat or this one's asking for your number, that you look to the right and say, oh, He's right there watching me. No, I'm not going to waste my time because my King's here. Because you're God-fearing. Number three, I am steadfast in the love of Christ. Oh, you're steadfast. Nothing could harm you. Nothing could separate you from the love of God. Number four, I am redeemed. We're redeemed. Whatever you've gone through in your past, you're redeemed from it. Whatever struggle you had, you're redeemed from it. You're redeemed by your King. Number five, I am loved. This love that God has is so unconditional. It's so even hard to express. It's even hard to share this love. Because sometimes we only know human love. You do something wrong, or you upset your friend, they don't like you anymore. You make mistakes, and then they're like, forget about you. Maybe sometimes our parents, we get them upset, we get kicked out. Well, with the Lord, it's very different. You may hurt the Lord, but He draws close. You may disappoint the Lord, but He's there to pick you up. And it's so unconditional. And I pray that you understand the love of Christ. Number six, I am beautiful. See, what He does is He's not concerned on the outward. He's concerned on the inward. Whatever's on the inside will come out on the outside. If you're beautiful on the inside, you'll speak beauty. You'll smile with this beautiful smile. You'll love with this beauty. You'll serve with the beauty because of all the things that He's doing. He beautifies us on the inside, so you are beautiful. Number seven, I am worth more than rubies. Number eight, I am more than makeup and clothes. And sometimes our generation, we get so caught up in our hair, our eyelashes, our makeup, our shoes, and our clothes that we think that's what makes us beautiful. But that is not what makes us beautiful. That fades away. But the gang girl that fears the Lord, that trusts the Lord and allows God to work inside of her, that's what makes you beautiful and radiant. And the girls around you will say, what's different about her? We wear the same makeup. We do our hair the same. We go shopping at the same place. But what's different about her? What's different is the beauty on the inside, what God is doing within our lives. So gang girls, it's more than makeup. It's more than clothes. Number nine, I am free. We're free in Christ. When I came in at 15, I had to understand that I was free. I was imprisoned for many years in my mind and in my heart, but I became free when I gave my life to the Lord. Number 10, I am worth it. And I pray that when you pray, you tell the Lord these things. When temptation comes your way, you tell the devil that you're worth it. You're worth it to the Lord. He died for us. He chose us. He's called us. He wooed us here to let us know that he's our king. We are worth it. Number 11, I am victorious. I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Remember, gang girl, you're victorious. You're never defeated. You're the head. You're not the tail. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. 12, I am joyous. I have so much joy. God wants to give you joy. Be happy in who you are. Be happy in the things of God. You're not missing a thing in the world, but be joyous in the things of God. Number 13, I am transformed. Oh, how sometimes we have to be transformed in the renewing of our mind. Sometimes our mind tries to control our hearts, but that's where we have to get strong in the Word of God, to know how loving God is, to know the plan, so that you could speak to yourself and let yourself know that you're transformed by the power of the Lord for his plan. Number 14, I'm dignified. You're dignified. He gives us a pure heart. He gives us a future. We're not who we used to be. We're not our past, but he sees us for the future and what we're going to do for him. And my last one is, I am favored. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. You have favor this morning. And these points right here, you have to declare every single day. You have to remind yourself every single day who you are in Christ. And when you know, and when you've learned of yourself in the things of God, that's where I believe he brings that special someone. When our King looks at us and he sees the daughter that we are, oh, his love is poured. Your heart becomes pure. You become strong and you begin to live loving. See, he loves us. He prepares us and he arms us with this armor. And what he does is he displays us to declare who we are. And I know we're going to make our purity vow today. And what he's doing is he's declaring to the world. He's declaring to your schools. He's declaring to your houses, to your friends that are not saved. And he displays you that you are the daughter of the King. That you've made a righteous decision today to choose purity. See, God prepares his daughters. What he does is he separates you. Sometimes we got to separate from the friends that are not going the same direction that we are. They don't speak like us. They don't talk like us. They don't live like us. We have to separate from those that are going the wrong direction. And what he does is he prepares us. He protects us. He cleanses us inwardly, our hearts. And you know what he does? Is he begins to push us out there so that outwardly we show what's happening on the inside. And today he's cleansing. He's preparing you. And today is going to display what's happening on the inside of our hearts. Can I get a big amen? I have a video that I wanted to share with you this morning or this afternoon. And it's a video that I pray that would speak to your heart and that you would internalize it. Get it in your mind. Get it in your heart so that you would understand who you are in Christ. If they have that video ready.
You are beautiful. You are smart. You are funny. You are kind. You are unique. You are worthy of love and affection. You are never too much, and you are always enough. You are precious. You are a diamond, a rose, a pearl. pearl, the most stunning of all God's creation. You are worth more than you could ever imagine. Worth more than the numbers on the scale, or the hair product you use, or the shoes you wear. More than how many girls wish they were you, or how many guys wish they had you. More than the price tags on your clothes, or the percentage at the top of your math test, or even the number of followers you have on Twitter. Your worth surpasses all earthly things, because in the eyes of the Lord God, you are loved, and you are worth dying for. Regardless of who you think you are, whether you model in a magazine or you model pottery with grandma, whether you're on the hot list or the not list, whether you're head cheerleader or a high school dropout, whether you're Miss Popular or you've never had anyone you could call a friend, whether you love yourself and love your life or you can't stand to look in the mirror and you feel as if everything in your life is falling apart, whether you're such a winner or you feel like the world's biggest failure, regardless of who you think you are, the reality is that you deserve someone who would give up their life for you, because you are powerful and strong and capable. Read about the women in the Bible. Esther, Ruth, Martha, Mary. These women changed the world forever. And inside of you, each and every one of you is a woman with that same power and that same strength and that same world-changing capability. And your responsibility is to find that woman and to set that woman free. This is who you are. And any voices in your mind that try and tell you differently are from the enemy. And the next time you hear dreams, this is what you say. You say, nuh-uh, not me, Satan. I am a daughter of the living God, cherished, loved, and adored above all things by the Creator of all things for the glory of Him who is greater than all things. I am awesome. And please, don't you forget it.
Come on now. What did he say? Don't forget it. And if I could have the worship team make their way. Wasn't that powerful? It's powerful when you believe it. Sometimes we hear these words and sometimes we struggle with believing it. But this morning, we need to declare at these altars that every word you heard on this video, every word that you heard from my message, that you would declare that that is me. Say, that is me. I am the daughter of the King. Say it to yourself. I am the daughter of the King. That is me. And this morning, when we make this altar call, oh, come with your hearts open. Come with your hearts, even if you made a mistake. God knows. God sees. Lay it at the altar. Leave it here. If you have a struggle, if you have a temptation, leave it at the altar. He's our King. He wants it. He doesn't want you to have to battle with that. He wants it this morning. And if you're saying, man, I feel the strength of God and I feel how He's been protecting me and my purity. Today, let Him strengthen you. Let Him embrace you. Let Him love you even more this morning. I read this beautiful quote that says, I am the daughter of a King who is not moved by the world. For my God is with me and He goes before me. I do not fear because I am His daughter. Don't worry about who you're going to marry. Don't worry about tomorrow or the future. You worry about today and how He has today in His hands. And how every need that you have, He will take care of every need. Amen. Why don't we stand all over this place? And I know that this altar call is going to be special. Oh, because He gets the glory this morning. He's getting all the honor from your life. The word says you're like a sweet aroma to his throne. So the prayer that you pray today, the decision you make today, how it hits his throne this morning, how he gets honor and he gets glory from your life. Even if you made a mistake, oh, how you turn it around and he gets the glory because now you're choosing to live right before the Lord. And let him seal every word within your heart this morning. And if you feel, Sister Janine, pray for me. Sister Barbara, pray for me. Today I choose purity and I want to be strengthened like never before to honor the Lord. And if you feel like that this morning, oh, you come and you walk to your King's altar. And he's going to meet you here this morning. So the altars are open. You be your King. You let him speak to you. You let him remind you of who you are in Christ. Even moms, if you are battling with your daughters, you come to the altar. Let the Lord give you wisdom how to teach your daughters, how to love your daughters. This is a family affair. It takes a family to support one another. Oh, have your way, have your way. You see every heart. You see every thought. You see your gay girls. You see the families represented here, Lord. Our fathers, our mothers, God. Begin to cover them, God. Strengthen them from the inside out, God. The support within the homes to their daughters, to be the encouragers, to build them up, an overwhelming love. Oh, I begin to pray, Lord, for all our kingdoms, be everything, Lord. Oh, if our parents are not in our lives, you're our mother, you're our father, you're our husband, you're our king. Remind us of who we are. Declare this morning, God, that we are free. We are free from anything that tries to distract us. And we are beautified in your presence. Oh, begin to cover them. Begin to cover them. Begin to cover them.